Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I have a bunch of friends that work or used to work downtown. And I say used to because they won't go back. I have a close friend who has two floors of the Oliver building, probably the prettiest building downtown. Just insanely beautiful. They're not going back. They're worried about demonstrators just coming down the middle of the street while they're trying to get to work. Seriously. It's been compared to Allentown. It's not a good thing. And as far as the hotels, my close friend who runs deep into the William Penn, which I love to death, send me a note, earliest opening date, September 1st. My gosh. And my good buddy Mark Deantonis from the District Hotel joins me. I've used him quite a bit because his hotel has been shut down for a long time. You could end up shut down past September. Yes, sir?
Yeah, Marty, that's a real possibility. I don't think anybody is open anymore to the notion that we need to get open to get open. Business trends are still not there. Reservation variation, reservation pickups through the rest of the year are anemic. And as I've always said, we're losing less money staying closed than we would if we would open.
That's unbelievable. There is, and everyone I know that works downtown, really, Mark, these are apocalyptic tales, and you live downtown. What's it like walking the streets now versus 6 months ago, my man?
Marty, I have to tell you, it's worse. I'm shocked to tell you that. I was thinking about this, that it is absolutely worse now than it was when we all thought, you know, this was Armageddon back in March and April. But there is a general...
Wow.
Almost a fear. I have seen people walking towards me on a sidewalk across the street because I'm not wearing a mask outside. And then I feel bad about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, we're outside. It's not like I was going to, you know, go up and hug them or anything. But I do think that we've lost momentum, certainly in the last couple of weeks. I'm not sure. I think a lot of businesses... I just got my haircut this morning. You know, Ron's Barbershop over in the Coppers Building.
Yeah.
You couldn't get in there, and I sat there and talked for 35 minutes after my cut was done. Like they're legitimately concerned because they're hearing the same thing that you just heard, is that people are not coming back. They're moving out of the downtown, and they're just going to either home base or they're going to get some office model or office space in suburbia and kind of take whatever's happening in downtown Pittsburgh out of the equation for the next couple of years.
My favorite restaurant is the Union Standard, and you know that.
Yeah.
And heck, you directed me there. Gone forever, man. And one of my favorite people, Chuck Hamill, who is just very mature and intelligent and insanely successful, said, I just can't fund this anymore. And your good friend... Man, he put his life on the line to keep that place open. Now it's gone. I mean,
yeah, you know, Derek, and it's not just Derek, but Derek Stevens bled. he bled for that place. God. You know, what Chuck Hamill does for people is enables people to live their dream, or at least realize their dream.
Right.
Derek Stevens, that guy, he sweat blood for 3 years. At their three-year party last February, we were sitting in his bar, and I was like, dude, please laugh and have a good time. And he goes, I'm worried about our business levels. I'm worried about our business levels. That is the life of a restaurant owner, a bar owner, a hotel owner. And, you know, he's got kids. He's got family. He's resourceful, and he's very good. So I'm sure he's going to end up on his feet. But you're absolutely right. For guys like Chuck Hamill and Derek Stevens to say no more,
right,
is remarkable.
That gets in my head, man, that
yeah,
this is dark, brother. And I keep talking about Allentown. They're better off. You work there. You think they're better off than we are.
Listen, I was there. I went out there Thursday night because I wanted to celebrate the 4th of July, and there was nowhere to celebrate in Allegheny County. So I went out and saw my friends, and bars and restaurants, they've been green for 6 days, and there were lines waiting to get into bars and restaurants. The mall was open. They were talking about fireworks out at one of the out in Mukunji. They opened with their foot on the gas. We opened with I don't know what, no gas in the tank. And then, like I told you off record, Marty, is the thing that I think is scaring the heck out of most business owners.
Right.
Is the fact that you have Wolf, Rich, and Peduto, and they have a switch.
Yep.
So
yep.
We're going to reopen in 2 weeks. Oh, wait, cases go up in September, and we got to shut back down? Nobody is going to operate under those.
This wonderful young girl who watches my kids when we're working in the summer, she had a wedding scheduled for August at the William Penn. She was so jazzed. Yeah. She was going to open up the grand ballroom. Bam! Thursday night, shut it down. Everything gone. No wedding.
Yep. Yep. Hey, Marty, my daughter's October 3rd.
Oh.
We're holding our breath. The people are working with us, and right now everything's in good shape. But Lindsay, she said, Dad, I'm getting married on October 3rd. If it's 150 people or if it's 20 close friends and family, I'm getting married on October 3rd. That's their day, buddy.
Yep.
You know, like that's her dream day, and I hate to put it on them, but you know she's kind of at the mercy of Tom Wolfe, Rich Fitzgerald, and Bill Peduto, which I'm sure as hell not going to operate that way. Not with my daughter
from the District Hotel. Hey, what's the way out of this, brother?
It's going to be time, man. And that's unfortunate because that's probably what a lot of us don't have. But
how long? I think it could take another year.
Yeah, I'm really thinking that we might be able to get to some sustainability, maybe second quarter next year. But
what
I don't
month
think
is
we're
that for
see,
what month is that?
April, May, June.
Yeah.
I've told you before that. I'm looking at first quarter 22.
Wow. Are you still staying at the district by yourself?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yep. How long has it been since that restaurant or the Whale served a meal? How long?
Well, they were supposed to open Tuesday, and that got canceled. So they haven't been open probably since the 22nd of March.
Wow.
They closed with us.
Wow.
And, you know, chef's in here 3-4 days a week. You know, they're taking advantage of the time, the restructuring, the kitchen, the lines, you know, much more efficient.
Yeah.
They're looking at different menus. Everybody's doing everything that they need to do to get back. But wow. We're at the mercy of the buying public. We're at the mercy of the business traveler, the leisure traveler, and certainly conventions and groups. So.
Mark.
Yeah. Politicians, man. Wow.
Hang in there, brother. Try to, anyway.
You too, buddy. You too. It's always good talking to you.
Thanks. Wow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.